At this the kingly archer Teucerus rose, followed by Idomeneus's lieutenant, staunch Meriones. And choosing lots, they rolled them in a helmet. Teucerus's pebble had the luck. He drew and shot his arrow without a pause, also without a vow of rams in hecatomb to Lord Apollo. He missed the bird, begrudged him by Apollo, hitting instead the cord that tethered her. The cutting arrowhead parted the cord, and skyward the bird flew, as the frayed length of cord dangled to earth. All the Achaeans breathed a mighty sigh, but in one motion Meriones whipped the bow out of his hands. He held an arrow ready for his shot, and now vowed to Apollo, archer of heaven, to offer first-born lambs in hecatomb. Aloft, dark against cloud, he saw the dove, and as she wheeled, he shot her through the body under the wing. His arrow, passing through, plummeted back and stuck before his feet. The wounded rock dove settled on the mast with hanging head and drooping wings, and soon, as life throbbed from her body, she fell down far from the bowman. All the troops looked on and marveled at the shooting. Then Meriones picked up the double blades, Teucerus the single, to carry to the ships. Finally, Achilles furnished a throwing spear and a new cauldron chased with floral figures, worth an ox. The javelin throwers advanced, first Agamemnon, ruler of the great plains, then Meriones, lieutenant to Idomeneus. But Achilles had a proposal for them. Son of Atreus, considering that you excel us all, and by so much, in throwing power, I'd say that you should simply carry off this prize. We'll give the spear, though, to Meriones, if you agree. That is what I propose. Lord Marshal Agamemnon gave consent. So the bronze-shod spear went to Meriones. Then to his crier, Talthybius, Agamemnon entrusted the beautiful cauldron.